Yerushalmi Pei Adav Chavav. We're starting from the new Perek on the top of Chav Hei Abed Beis, where we left off yesterday. So the Mishnah discusses the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We'll see whether you could take Peya in certain cases. We could take Peya for one for on all of them, or we have to take Peya on each separate one. What is the case we're talking about? We quoted the case, this case in the Mishnah earlier. The case of the Mishnah, Malavno Satfua Shabena Zaysim. You have a plots of grain that were planted between olive trees. So the you have to take pay again. So the trees are aligned in a certain way, and the in between the trees you have these plots of tvua. So Beis Shammai says pay lekalekaviyachad. Each plot considered as a separate plot, and you have to take pay out each one separately. Why? Because we look at the trees as if it's like a fence in between, a barrier, a fence, and it breaks up the connection between the fields, and therefore each one would require a separate din peya. So therefore, it's telling you the same halakha would be in such a case. However, Beis Hillel says, Ma'akas alakol, you could do one on all of them. You take one din peya on applies for all of them, because we look at it as a single thing, because we don't look at the trees as a barrier, as a fence. And Mamela, therefore, one is all connected, all the fields are connected, all the malabnos hatfu, all the rows of grain are connected, and therefore, you could take one for all of them. Umaydim, says the Mishnah, however, Beis Shammai is murdered to Beis Hillel, Shammai Rashi Ashu is Muravim. Even though Beis Shammai says the halacha is that you have to get paid from each one, the trees are considered as a block, as a fence. However, if the ends of the rows come together, the tops of the tips of the rows, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's one side or two sides, that it comes together, they touch, and nosin payah mikalech v'yakot, then he agrees you give payah from one, all of them biyotzik, all considered like it's one. And even Beis Shammai says we don't look at it as the trees are a barrier here. Since they're connecting, we look at it as if it's a one, and you can give one on here. He agrees to Beis Hillel, you can give one on four of them. And the Mishnah has a similar case. Maname Sadeh, a person goes ahead, makes his field into different patches. Bashir Kalakam Lakam, and he harvested those who were ripe, those are things that were already ripe. And he leaves the things, the stalks, the moist stalks that were not yet ripe. The luck is, can you take pay on one to the other? It's all separate. You have to take each one separately. Since the ones you took out were harvested, you harvested the ones that were ready. Now the ones that are not harvested, that were not ripe, you left. That's considered, and it's divided up by land in between them. So look at it, that's if it's divided up. And therefore each one has a separate din peya, because this the land between them makes it separately and divides it up into separate different patches. And therefore you're mechuyev to give on each separate patch, mechuyev to give peya. However, Kiva says, Chamasei, no, Ma'akam HaKol. One is for all of them. Why? Because he says that since you give payah, or even the payah you give at the stuff you harvested later, is also good for the payah that you did before. It takes it off. Because why? Because the fact that you harvested it early and you left a field in between, so says the Chachamim, we look at it as if it's considered one din, one field. And Rakiva says no, because since Lamaisa, and the Lashon of the Rashmi Salara says, since Lamaisa, you have ones that are ripe, ones that are not ripe, we look at it like each one's a separate min b'fnei atzmo, min b'fnei atzmo, therefore you can't take peya on from one to the other, because it's considered a separate minim. The, said the Mishnah continues, however, in a case, when you have Moedah Chacham L'Rakiva, Chamel Moedah L'Rakiva, and say in a case of Bezroya Sheva Sochardel, B'shlosh Makomos, you planted the dill or mustards in three different places in the field. Each one has to give separate pay from each every one. The question is, what is the idea of this? Normally, Nezuraya means Yirakos, things that are vegetables are not considered payah. As we said in earlier, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, they're not considered payah because one of the requirements are that you have to be able to store. It has to be able to store them and not use them right away. They won't decompose. And vegetables will decompose, will get ruined, will spoil. But this dill and mustard are things that last a long time. They're made for storage. The seeds are made to store. And therefore, it's not considered it has its own halakha. It would be din peya. And the reason why over here, we consider shlosh makomos, but the Muslim explain why it's dafka shlosh makomos, why you have to have in shlosh makomos, but there we consider it as peya kalachayaka, we consider as if it's each one is a separate din peya, And therefore, it's not, you have to accept, they would agree that we don't normally say, here he agrees, and in this case over here, they consider a separate minim, you'd have to get payah from each separate one. Says the Mishnah, Malav knows that Tua shall ben azesim. Fake the Gemara, non taninon ben azesim. We learned ben azesim, but Tana the Bei Rebbe, but in the Brisa of Rebbe, ben alonos, says ben alonos, doesn't say ben azesim, ben alonos. Stam trees, any tree. Why is there a difference? So the Gemara says you have to have both, and there's really no machlokes. My sister, Tzrikal HaBeis, you need Rebbe, based Rebbe, Tzrikal HaBeis, Rebbe needs the Mishnah. We just had the Mishnah, but lo, we didn't learn based Rebbe, I would say, lo, I'm reading on the HaBeis Ben HaZesim. Beis Shammai only says that Loch only Gabi Ben HaZesim. Dava Shechai V'Peya, that's where Yechai V'Peya. Because we know that Medo Doraisa, Ben HaZesim is one of the things that Mechui V'Peya. So that's what we say over here, that's considered the Chad Dava Chai V'Peya. That's what we say, Halacha would be, you have to give from each one. Well, but if it's an olive tree, because it's mechuyim. However, davashu pata, but it's something which is pata stam trees, which is either pata from peya. Even meishami modeshu motzla peya kolakul. You have to get peya from each one because it's a barrier. Therefore, you have to learn the brisa, the lashon of the mission, the lashon of the brisa. If you have trees, that even on trees itself, you would agree. Even when you don't have a chi of a peah like the zaysim. But I only had Rebbe, I didn't have the Mishnah. I would say the other way around. I mean, alarm, Rebbe Shil only says that look is one peah alakas on all of them, only because it's davashu potter and peah. So with the stam trees and bad stam trees are potter from peah, and therefore it's considered like one. But if you divide up, if it's separated between things that I'm a chuyiv peyav deraisa, like zaysim, then Beis Hillel Modesh should not pay. You have to give peyav. You would agree that you have to give a separate one, like you would agree to Beis Shammai. You have to give a separate page one, and we don't look at it as one field. Rabbi, therefore, tells you both the Mishnah and Rabbi that Beis Hillel holds the halacha that you give pay, that you would give halacha would be you give peyav on one for all of them, applies to whether it's ben azesim or ben ailanos, and Beis Shammai would say the same halacha. Say here's halacha, but again, no nafkamina whether it's considered the zesim or ilanos, the halacha would apply the same that it's considered a hefzik. Says the Gemara, Ma ben kanan. What's the case that we're dealing? What's the case of Amachlokas Beis Shammai? And which the case are we talking about? Imru v'vachin. If the trees are spread out very widely, Af Beis Shammai the shenos and pay melachot. Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai would agree that you have to give payah, but we consider payah mikolach v'yakot. Why? Because we consider it divided very separately. We see there's no, the idea of trees are made because it's like a trees. You want it to be a fence. You want it to be a hefzik. But if it's divided separately, very spread out, then bevada it's not made for as a fence. It's not made to divide it. And therefore, the halacha would be, you have to give one on one. You want to fold it, but focus it like one field. If the trees are very close together, then even Beis Hillel would know that it's considered make a lack of yakut, because then he would agree. Why are you putting it so close together, the trees, to make it as a fence, to divide up the fields? Then in a kanami would be considered Beis Hillel. The halacha would be that even Beis Hillel would agree you have to pay make a lack of yakut. So, Melin, Manavshach, in what case is Beis Hillel arguing? So Gemara says, come on, the case is talking about a case where the two amata esel beisah, you planted the trees a distance of 10 to a beisah. Now Beis Shammai says, that beisah, that distance, Allah is considered close enough to be considered machav, it's considered as if it's considered as it's divided up. It's considered like a fence. Beisah loved it. We don't look at it as machav, we don't look at it in this kind of spread out, that it's considered as a fence. We don't look at it as it's considered spread out. That's not considered as built together. In my time, Beis Shammai, what's the time of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says the normal way is not that people plant seeds between trees. They don't do that. So therefore, if they did it, it must be the trees are acting as a fence to separate it. Because normally people don't do that. You want to have, when you bring the plows in, the trees are in the way to be able to harvest the field. So you don't plant the seeds between trees. So then why did you do that over here? Because you want the trees to be a separation, to be a fence. So that's why that's a svara Beis Shammai. That's why halacha is you have to give. We look at have to give and consider as if it's separate. Masha ain't Cain, the Gemara says that's halacha with it. Musa Beis Shammai, Rav Yosi. The Chari Beis Shammai Svara, we could find the same halacha as Rav Yosi Svara. Because Rav Yosi, what does Rav Yosi say? Ain't Derek Bnei Adam Leos, Machisim and Solomon and Yerek. Not the normal way for people to put onions between amongst vegetables. We usually don't do that. And therefore, if you planted it according to Rav Yosi, you consider it as if it's separate, as a separate didn't pay. Because look at it, you don't usually plant it that way, so like it's divided up. You can, as a division, the Chari Beis Shammai saying the same thing. So too, Beis Shammai Oibim, and there Pnei Adam Machis and the Zerayim Ben Ilanos. So the Chari of Yosi and Beis Shammai are saying the same thing. So we you can understand why Rav Yossi, Beis Shammai, could bring, Rav Yossi says like me, but why would Beis Shammai, why would Yossi pass like Beis Shammai, El Halacha, and not like Beis Hillel? Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, Mestav Beis Shammai Lamit, Gemara Ataka says, Mestav Beis Shammai agrees to Rav Yossi. Why? Says just like people don't plant grain, seeds of grain between trees, so too people don't plant onions between yarakos, between seeds between different planters of yarakos. Therefore, Beisham is same alaka. He agrees with Yossi. The same concept. He'll say no. I hold that people do plant seeds between. Seeds of tuah between trees. And therefore, like Beis Hillel, the halacha is the trees are not considered a barrier. Memela, therefore, it's considered no sin payah, you give one payah for all of them. But Salem, he disagrees. But Salem, he would hold like an Echanami, the Beis Salem, it's not the derech to do so. But the halacha of the Mishnah, he would agree to Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. It's not a kasha. What if it's a geder, if there is taka fence? Commander Yilun, we look at it as a fence. One wants to know if there was taka fence there, do we could say b'mandi ilun? We look at it as though it was a tree. It is considered a tree. In other words, when we say trees, Beisham, Maisil holds, trees are not considered a fence, not considered a division. What happens if there was taka a real fence? Do we say that that would be considered a sufficient, if there are trees and a fence, do we consider it according to Beis Hillel? That would be considered sufficiently as a fence, as a separation. And faith, what if there were two fences there? What would that look? Would that be considered according to your two fences there? Do we say that clearly it shows that he wants to separate? And maybe that's no saying kolechal v'yakot. Would Beis Hillel agree to such a case? Like the way Rosh Hashanah learns. It would be considered as a considered a fence. And not like, even though trees are not considered a fence, but the gather itself, if there were two, would be considered that there were two fences, it would be considered as a separation. And maybe it would be no same pale kolecha v'yachad. That the Gemara shy, these two shilas, the Gemara is not poshe. The quantum marafulta, the Gemara is not answering these two shilas. The Gemara is leaving them besafik. Suck the Mishnah. Mother Mishnah Yashir Shot. But Reish Shammai agrees, if the things are connected in the beginning, at the end of them, they're connected, we look at them as if it's considered one and no sin payah lekolak. No sin payah, you could give payah for everyone. One payah for everything. So like Mursa, hey, that's the point. Until this point, look, if you have payah, we say that when they come together and they're linked, we say, they're linked from both sides. Not from one side, they're linked from both sides. Then I read Miravim and Tzedakah. What's the luck if they only merge in one, if they're only connected with one? When we say now that Beis Shammai and the Mishnah agrees with, they merge together. That Beis Shammai agrees, that's considered as if it's one, you give payah for one. Is it only if it's from both sides? The Lashon of the Mishnah is where it's two? Or do we say, even Miravim and Tzedakah, what if it's only on one side? Would it be considered done? The Quinta Prey Moshe, he says the Lashon of the Gemara is, the Lashon was Gemara saying that it would be considered as if it's from two sides. Lashon is Lashon Rabbim. So in Mela, do we say only if it's two, but if it's considered one side, would that be considered a separation? Or with Shloshet Lom Shapin, there's another question. What about if it's three, you have there three, the separation is considered this the distance of three Tlomim Shalpasiyak, three furrows, will be considered as if it's enough of a break, enough of a separation, more than two amos, to be considered a break or filgoshi, even if the smallest amount of width between them would be considered enough of a separation. So when we say how much does it have to be? Does it have to be a significant distance? A shlosh tuloyim? Is that considered a separation? But if it's just a small one, we don't consider it a separation. Not enough to be considered a separation. The Gemara bleib shver on these two shilas, we don't have the answer. The Gemara Fulda says these two shilas, the Gemara is leaving unanswered. Boy lo ifshet, whether it's considered a separation or not, according to the Chachom. Mishnah Zemanama Sadeh, a person makes his field into patches. The halacha would be considered whether it's considered one or two. One didn't pay or two. So the Gemara says, "Bad nimra." We say the lashon nimra. It's called nimra. Look at it like it's nimra, like a leopard, where it has different spots to it. You have different spots, different broken up in different spots. It looks like a leopard. No manuma like a monemer, like a nemer, like a leopard that has spots. The Gemara says, "What's the shaila?" Malkam asvon olin tchila. We say when a field is, go ahead, and your field is fertilized, and you have only things that are growing only in the parts that field, only part of the field is fertilized. And things are growing there first, namrida karale, we call it namrida. We call it like spotted, like it's not a full field that everything is growing, is harvesting the same time, it all becomes ripe the same time, but it's like spotted where you have Only certain parts of the field were harvested, were properly harvested, and the other parts are not. So therefore, it's like a spotted. Some parts are grown, some parts are cut off, and some parts are not cut off, so are not harvested. So the Gemara said, that's the case of Namala, in the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, at country, you are shemikin the cotton. Until this point, we can say that Chum would agree that if it's dry, you have on one side of the fence, for luck, bam, said it's moist in the middle of the fence, and luck would be, since the two sides are considered harvested, therefore we consider as if it's one, and maybe one's good enough for all of them. What about if it was moist on both sides? It wasn't ripe, and the one inside was ripe, the one in the middle was ripe. What's the luck in such a case? What would the Chum say? Do we say in such a case, again, if the ends were ripe, and the beginning, what middle was, and we say, luck as it goes by the ends, we consider Chum would agree, it's one din peah. However, when it's the other way around, when in the middle is ripe and the ones in the end are not ripe, do we consider, what's the halacha of the gabbai peah? Do we consider it as if it's its own din peah or not? So the Gemara didn't explain. So the Gemara says, L'chayr, we're able to poshi the shayla as follows. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Kiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Akiyah, Rabbi Meir, B'shitas, Rabbi Kiyah, Rabbi, Meir follows the shin of Rabbi Kiyah, is a rare opinion that says, K'mod Rabbi Kiyah, Amal, Lach, V'yavesh, Dei, Minim, Heim, just like Rabbi Kiyah says, Lach and Yavesh, dry and Yavesh, and moist, whether it's harvested or not. A luck is whether it's ripe and not ripe, but both considered shtei minim. The guy be considered one didn't pay ya. Can Rav Meir omer luck for yavesh shtei minim? A Meir says the same luck, a luck and shtei minim, and therefore would be considered shtei minim. Therefore, a luck would be harvested separately, and therefore a luck of pay would be considered separate. You can't take pay on kalak of yakod. It wouldn't be pay. It'd be a separate dini payah. So the chayra, just like Rabbi Akiva holds that they considered separate, so too the chayra may would agree. The same concept, we look at it as shtei minim have, and therefore they would have shtei dini peya, halak would be peya, would be separate on each, and each field would have a separate din peya, and you can't take, well, no sin peya, mikalakot on one on the others.